You are listening to the Teen Anxiety Maze, and I'm your host, Cynthia Koffel. Imagine a world where the teenage years are less like a maze of anxiety and more like a thrilling ride of self-discovery. I'm here to help teens, parents, and everyone in between grow and learn about themselves. Let's dive in. Hi, everyone. I am so glad you are joining me this week for another episode about how to deal with anxiety. And we have been talking about, in between my guests that I've had recently, which have been so amazing, I was kind of talking to you about the two-screen method, which is a way to manage your anxiety. And so in episode 184, if you want to go back and hear more about what does the two screens mean, it essentially was, I was introducing the idea that our brain has two screens. One is in the front of us with all of the things that we love about life and all the things that help us to feel good. And then there's a side screen to the right, just in the corner of your vision, and it shows you all the terrible, ugly, scary things. And I talked about how we can get lost in that side screen, and everyone can. This is a normal, unfortunately, normal thing where we get caught up in all of the terrible things that we think are going to happen, or we think people are saying, or all this stuff. And then in episode 186, we talked about how do we accept that we have this side screen, because everyone does, and we just accept that it's showing us these things, but we don't give it any energy, because in that episode, we talked about what energizes it, and part of that is fighting against it, trying to ignore it, getting paralyzed by it. All of that energizes that side screen, which makes the volume louder and makes it more active, showing you more and more things. So today we're going to talk about how to stay anchored to that front screen, because that's where we want our attention to be. We want our life to be mostly focused on this stuff that we want, the things that we're presently doing, the things that are in our life right now. So we're going to talk about what techniques can we use to stay present in our front screen. And we're going to practice some of those today. So the first thing is just mindfulness. And I've done several episodes on mindfulness and how we can be mindful in our daily life. And this is the same thing. I'm just going to talk about it in a little bit different way. But it just means that we're going to pay attention to the front screen on purpose. We're going to keep redirecting our sight from that side screen that is showing us all the bad stuff and telling us all these bad things about ourselves. And we're going to turn our focus to the front screen. What's in front of us? What are we physically doing right now in the present? And we're going to do that without judgment. We're not going to judge ourselves because we got distracted by the side screen. We're not going to judge what the side screen is telling us. We're just going to allow it, and we're going to look forward. And when we're observing what's in front of us, we're also going to try to feel neutral about that, but we're going to be on purpose about an intent on what we're doing in the present. So this is one of the most powerful strategies to use so that we can redirect ourselves away from the side screen without fighting against it and trying to ignore it. We just allow it to be there, and we are going to stay in the present moment. So every day, we're going to practice just breathing. And it sounds weird to practice that because we obviously breathe all the time or we wouldn't be alive. But I think it's because we've been breathing since we were born, and it becomes so routine that we don't even realize that we're doing it. And because it's automatic, we don't have to put any attention on it. It's just going to happen. But we're going to get intentional and pay attention to our breathing. So every day for up to 15 minutes, I want you to pay attention and be hyper-focused on your breathing. And I want you to breathe from your diaphragm, and so that you can find out if you're doing this or not, because most of us are chest breathers, and you'll notice this when you try to practice diaphragm breathing, because it'll feel weird. It feels weird to me because I get, when I'm not paying attention to my breathing, it ends up being chest breathing. So diaphragm breathing, you would put your hand on your stomach. And when you breathe in, your stomach should come out, not your shoulders raising or your chest expanding, but your stomach, your belly area expanding. And then trying to push all of the air out. And then when you're breathing out, and then when you're breathing in, your belly is getting bigger again. So you're going to move your breath into your belly. And this kind of breathing is just allows the body to relax more. It's a more full body breathing. And that's what helps you to get into the present. Plus, you're paying attention to that. You're feeling the breath go in through your nostrils and down your throat and into your chest. And then you're going to feel it going out of your chest and out of your nose, maybe out of your mouth or into your mouth. You're going to feel all of, you're going to follow it and you're going to feel it as it comes in and out. So you're just going to be breathing in and out, noticing every bit of it, everything about how it feels coming in and everything how it feels coming out and all the steps that it kind of takes. So here's the next step to this kind of breathing. So you're paying attention to it, going into your nose, you're feeling it in your nose, your mouth, your chest, your stomach, and then back out again. But now we're going to count each breath. So when you breathe in, you're feeling it in all those areas. As you breathe out, and then you just say one. Then you do it again, breathe out two. And you're going to count four exhales, and then you're just going to start back at one again. So you don't have to count really high or anything like that. You don't have to remember some random number that you're on. It's just one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. And all I want you to do, because this is so easy because we're breathing anyway, and we're just not paying attention to it. So now we're going to pay attention to our breathing for about 10 to 15 minutes a day, and that's easy. And again, I've talked about this before too, but we want to practice these things in our just everyday life when we are not triggered in any way. And when we're practicing it like that, we're creating those pathways in our brain so that when we do have a lot of thoughts coming at us at once, or we're getting panicked about something, our brain can still remember these steps and do these things when our mind is going offline. And your mind's going to wander. I mean, for 10 to 15 minutes when you're doing this, at some point you're going to start thinking about the things you need to do, or maybe your attention might get sidetracked to the side screen for a minute. Just keep bringing it back to the present, bringing it back to the breathing. Don't get upset with yourself that your mind is wandering or going to those other thoughts. Just keep reminding it, oh, we're paying attention to our breathing. Because even though we like to think that we are multitaskers, our brain really isn't good at that. It really can only pay attention to one thing at a time. So if you're paying attention to breathing, then your brain's not paying attention so much to all the other things that are going on. And if your mind is really racing and going all over the place and you can't seem to pay attention to your breathing, then focus on some object in the room and have a visual anchor along with trying to focus on your breathing. And that should help you to stay more focused. And if you're a spiritual person, you could also incorporate thinking about the breathing as the presence of God, universe, or whatever your higher power is. So when you're breathing in, imagine that you're breathing in the love and peaceful presence of God. And then each time you exhale, you're getting rid of those worries and panic. Then you're breathing in the love and peacefulness. And then you are exhaling the worries and panic. And you can do that for 10 or 15 minutes. So whichever one, if you aren't a spiritual person, then just do the breathing one. I also have talked about in my podcast how mindfulness can be done with just everyday activities. When you're in class, you can think about how your pencil feels in your hand. You can listen to all the noises that you can hear in the room. Maybe you can hear the air conditioner or the heater running. Maybe you can hear someone's pencil scratching on the paper. Maybe you can hear kids' feet shuffling. Maybe just listen to the teacher's voice or the particular words that the teacher is saying. And then you can also think about what can you see and what can you taste and what can you smell in the room. And so all of those things keep you grounded and mindful about being in the classroom. And you can even do that with just daily tasks that have become rote, just like breathing. We don't think about breathing because we do it all the time. Maybe when you brush your teeth, you aren't. I know when I brush my teeth, I think it's a boring task. I do it and I would never not do it. But I there's a lot of times when I'm like, when is this going to get over? And so you could do it. You could be mindful about your toothbrushing. Like, what does a toothbrush feel like in my mouth? What does it taste like? What does the brush feel like in my hand? What color is the brush? You know, all those kinds of things. And I have an electric toothbrush, and so there's a vibration feeling, and I could focus on that. In whether it's the brush in my mouth is vibrating or the vibrating part on my hand. Sometimes when you're emotionally flooded and you can't seem to redirect yourself, you do need to find other ways to ground yourself. And so there is another technique to get you into the present moment. And that's just called grounding. And I talked about it a little bit ago when I said, you know, if your mind is wandering so much, try to find a visual anchor. That's a little bit like it, but I'm going to teach you or tell you about another process that you can follow to ground yourself in the present so that you can then focus on your breathing. So when you ground yourself, you're just becoming hyper-focused on the surroundings and using every one of your senses to become aware of those surroundings. So when you take your deep breath in, when you're grounding yourself, hold it. And you just have to hold it for 3 to 5 seconds. But there is sort of a tension that happens in your body when you hold it. And then you slowly release the air. And when you're releasing, you just tell yourself, let go and relax. And then you just do 2 breaths for this one. So you're going to take that deep breath in and then hold it. And then release it. And you're just telling yourself to let go and relax. Then I want you to start with your hearing and listen intently to all the sounds that you can hear around you. And make that be your only job, is what can you hear? And just don't worry about anything else but what you can hear. I can faintly hear the fan in my computer running. I hear the tick of a clock that's in this room. And that's about it. But earlier I did hear some clanging around in my house. So somebody's, I think, in the kitchen. Then you find a visual anchor, and it can be anything, but just look at something and keep, like, just become hyper-focused on what you're looking at and think about what color it is. What texture does it have? Is there a pattern? Notice every detail of it as if you were going to describe it to someone later, or you are going to need to draw it from memory. So you're like memorizing the object in a way, and you're just thinking about all the aspects of it. Then after about a minute of that, you're going to shift to something you can touch. So I'm sitting at my desk in my office, so I'm going to feel the desk. And I can feel, you know, like what temperature it is. And it feels smooth, but also hard. And maybe I could feel my chair. And I have like these padded arms on my chair. And they're puffy. And then there's a harder part on my chair. So you can feel and notice all the sensations. You know, what's the fabric of something that you're sitting on? And mine's like a faux leather. But I also have a blanket on my lap because I'm always cold in here. So, you know, I could feel the blanket and it feels soft and fuzzy. Also feeling the pressure of your feet on the floor, or if you have your hands in your lap, you know, the heaviness of your hands, or what do your hands feel like when they're clasped together? Then after about a minute of that, you're going to switch to what can you smell? What smells can you identify? And I always think this one's a hard one. Sometimes when I'm doing a mindful walk outside, it's really kind of hard to identify what are you smelling? Like, is it dirt? Do leaves have a smell? I don't know. But there are, in a classroom, you're probably going to have some different kinds of smells. Hopefully there's something good. Like, I always love it if someone has a really great fragrance on. I enjoy that. But I'm going to probably teach about this at a different time, but there are things that you can carry with you that have good smells that you could just smell to keep you present. I didn't even know they had these. One of my clients who has anxiety was telling me about it. And then it made me think about, I have this Vicks inhaler that is like an herbal one. So it just has menthol and some other kind of essential oils inside of it. And every night I just love breathing that in. It just sort of opens up my passages and I just enjoy that smell. So you could have something like that in your pocket or in your purse or whatever, or in your backpack. And so if you were needing to ground yourself, you could just smell a smell that you really enjoy. But you're just being curious, like a detective, about, you know, what are you noticing about your environment? Now, this can take a little bit of time, and it's definitely a practice that if you have a more leisurely time or you're not really panicked or anything, that's probably the best one to do, because you want to try to get all your five senses in. But sometimes you're getting ready to give a speech, or you're getting ready to, I don't know, go on stage or something, and you don't have, you know, minutes and minutes to set and ground yourself and think about all these things. So just pick two of the best ones for you. Whichever of the two senses really bring you into the present, then just focus on those two things. You know, like maybe if it's like some kind of touch or sensory thing, then you're like going to think about, okay, my feet are on the floor, I'm feeling safe, I see the curtains, and, you know, like the curtains that are going to open on stage or whatever, they're red and they have a really heavy texture. Okay, I'm present, and now you're on stage. So you can do this in a quicker way if you need to. But once you're grounded, you just go back to redirecting and accepting what is showing on the side screen. You don't have to really look at it because you're redirecting back to the front. And then you're accepting that things are going on the side screen, and you're not judging them. You're just neutral about them. They are there. That's what happens. There's nothing wrong. You're just going to move forward, and you're going to look forward and think about what's going on in your present. So I hope these grounding mindfulness techniques help you, and we'll talk more about it next week. Talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to the Teen Anxiety Maze. I would love to be your anxiety coach. Just check out my website or social media and send me a message.